In the week-long crackdown on speeding, officials with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency say speeding is the number one cause of traffic fatalities in Alabama. Operation Southern Shield continues through Sunday. And the Troy University community will say goodbye to a campus landmark tonight. The former basketball arena, Sartain Hall, is set to be demolished later this year to make room for more parking. The Alumni Association is hosting a farewell event tonight at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
The $3 million Free Play Frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So, join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. I get so excited knowing that they're going to change out things for tomorrow and see what kind of specials they're going to have. That is particularly if they forget that ribeye steak. Ooh, or maybe the tomahawk steak. Really looking forward to that. Also, you can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And we do the drawing for on Friday for that. That's open to any caller that wants to call in and actually say something. Just don't ask to be put on the list here. We've got Donald Trump, who did kind of this live presser thing during a meeting where he's going to be talking about the Putin situation at Intel. Let's listen in.
Future for the United States. We're working very hard with our allies and all over the world. We're working. We're going to have peace. That's what we want. That's what we're going to have. I say peace through strength. I have helped the NATO alliance greatly by increasing defense contributions from our NATO allies by over $44 billion. And Secretary Stoltenberg was fantastic. As you know, he reported that they've never had an increase like this in their history, and NATO was actually going down as opposed to going up. And I increased it by my meeting last year, $44 billion, and this year will be over. It'll be hundreds of billions of dollars over the coming years. And I think there's great unity with NATO. There's a lot of very positive things happening. There's a great spirit that we didn't have before. And there's a lot of money that they're putting up. They weren't paying their bills on time, and now they're doing that. And I want to just say thank you very much to Secretary Stoltenberg. He really has been terrific. So we had a tremendous success. I also had meetings with Prime Minister May on the range of issues that, concerning our special relationship, and that's between the United Kingdom and ourselves. We met with the Queen, who is absolutely a terrific person, where she reviewed her honor guard for the first time in 70 years, they tell me. We walked in front of the honor guard, and that was very inspiring to see and be with her. And I think the relationship, I can truly say, is a good one. But she was very, very inspiring indeed. Most recently, I returned from Helsinki, Finland, and I was going to give a news conference over the next couple of days about the tremendous success, because as successful as NATO was, I think this was our most successful visit. And that had to do, as you know, with Russia. I met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in an attempt to tackle some of the most pressing issues facing humanity. We have never been in a worse relationship with Russia than we are as of a few days ago, and I think that's gotten substantially better. And I think it has the possibility of getting much better. And I used to talk about this during the campaign. Getting along with Russia would be a good thing. Getting along with China would be a good thing. Not a bad thing, a good thing. In fact, a very good thing. We're nuclear powers, great nuclear powers. Russia and us have 90% of the nuclear weapons. So I've always felt getting along is a positive thing, and not just for that reason. I entered the meeting with the firm conviction that diplomacy and engagement is better than hostility and conflict. And I feel that with everybody. We have 29 members in NATO, as an example, and I have great relationships, or at least very good relationships, with everybody. The press covered it quite inaccurately. They said I insulted people. Well, if asking for people to pay up money that they are supposed to pay is insulting, maybe I did. But I can tell you, when I left, everybody was thrilled, and that's the way this was, too. My meeting with President Putin was really interesting in so many different ways, because we haven't had relationships with Russia for a long time. And we started. Let me begin by saying that, once again, the full faith and support for America's intelligence agencies. I have a full faith in our intelligence agencies. Whoops, they just turned off the light. That must be the intelligence agencies. There it goes. Okay. You guys okay? That was strange. But that's okay. So I'll begin by stating that I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies. Always had. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all. And people have seen that, and they've seen that strongly. The House has already come out very strongly on that. A lot of people have come out strongly on that. I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? So I got a transcript. I reviewed it. I actually went out and reviewed a clip of an answer that I gave. And I realized that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russian. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself. I have on numerous occasions noted our intelligence findings that Russians attempted to interfere in our elections. Unlike previous administrations, my administration has and will continue to move aggressively to repeal any efforts and repel. We will stop it. We will repel it. Any efforts to interfere in our elections. We're doing everything in our power to prevent Russian interference in 2018. And we have a lot of power. As you know, President Obama was given information just prior to the election, last election, 2016. And they decided not to do anything about it. The reason they decided that was pretty obvious to all. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. And they didn't think it was a big deal. When I won the election, they thought it was a very big deal. And all of a sudden, they went into action, but it was a little bit late. So he was given that in sharp contrast to the way it should be. And President Obama, along with Brennan and Clapper and the whole group that you see on television now, probably getting paid a lot of money by your networks, they knew about Russia's attempt to interfere in the election in September. And they totally buried it. And as I said, they buried it because they thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Turned out it didn't happen that way. By contrast, my administration has taken a very firm stance. It's a very firm stance on a strong action. We're going to take strong action to secure our election systems and the process. Furthermore, as has been stated, and we've stated it previously and on many occasions, no collusion. Yesterday, we made significant progress toward addressing some of the worst conflicts on Earth. So when I met with President Putin for about 2.5 hours, we talked about numerous things. And among those things are the problems that you see in the Middle East, where they're very much involved, we're very much involved. I entered the negotiations with President Putin from a position of tremendous strength. Our economy is booming, and our military is being funded $700 billion this year, $716 billion next year. It will be more powerful as a military than we've ever had before. President Putin and I addressed a range of issues, starting with the civil war in Syria, and need for humanitarian aid and help for people in Syria. We also spoke of Iran and the need to halt the nuclear ambitions and the destabilizing activities taking place in Iran. As most of you know, we ended the Iran deal, which was one of the worst deals anyone could imagine, and that's had a major impact on Iran, and it substantially weakened Iran, and we hope that at some point Iran will call us and we'll maybe make a new deal, or we maybe won't. But Iran is not the same country that it was 5 months ago, that I can tell you. They're no longer looking so much to the Mediterranean and the entire Middle East. They've got some big problems that they can solve probably much easier if they deal with us. So we'll see what happens. But we did discuss Iran. We discussed Israel and the security of Israel. And President Putin is very much involved now with us in a discussion with Bibi Netanyahu on working something out with surrounding Syria and Syria, and specifically with regards to the security and long-term security of Israel. A major...
We're going to pause it here. Now, so what he's saying is that when he said, I would not know why it would be Russia, he's saying, I wouldn't know why it wouldn't be Russia. So he left off the would not, the not part of would, instead of just would. Is that believable?
I don't know. When I first heard it, it didn't come across as believable. But, I mean, it didn't come across as a very intelligent statement in the first place. So I see his point now.
And when you go back and you read the transcript, it does that does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones and go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. I appreciate the emphasis on the national stories, but we've got a primary, we've got a runoff going today, and I just wanted to call and let you know, while I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, I'm going to tell you who I didn't vote for, and that is for one candidate that got organizations to advertise for them rather than talking on those issues themselves with any substance. And then another couple of candidates that just kind of acted like eighth graders, and I was just tired of the sophomoric, ads. I mean, I would turn my radio off, no offense, but I just could not handle it. And I voted against those people, just out of principle. So, and the people that I voted for are qualified, make no mistake. But, I appreciate you having some very thoughtful people on. But this election is important. When I went this morning, only 35 people had voted in Millbrook, and the poll workers were as much as complaining that they were bored. And I'm just appalled by that, but I guess that's the way things are.
Yeah, it's going to be a shame if the turnout is below, is 15% or lower. I'm thinking 18-19%, but it's really going to be a shame if 15% or lower.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were all invited to the party.
Yep.
It's not like there was some thug standing there with dark glasses saying we couldn't go in. You know, Joey wouldn't have any problem getting in any party. You know, he's so cool. he makes any party look good.
Oh,
but
stop
look,
it,
I'm just really bothered by the overall atmosphere that was created by some of these candidates, and the Republicans, for crying out loud. I don't know. I want some grown-ups to run in the state. So, we'll see how this thing turns out, and I'll look forward to hearing from you on that. And as far as the Russia thing, when I was a kid, we had access to a lake place as a family, and we were often told not to go down to a certain area to play as children because there were snakes. And we need to know where the snakes are. And Putin... I mean, it's alleged that they did this stuff, but look, President Obama interfered in the Israeli election. Are we going to turn him over?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he didn't do it as a state sponsor, but he was trying his best for Netanyahu not to win.
Right, right. And that's just the problem, though, Dan, is that whether it's a bunch of guys named Peggy and Siberia that are hacking into our system, or if it's the government itself, it's still a problem, right?
Well, one is you're backing, it's like you're helping them with political expertise. The other one is you're using espionage.
Yeah.
So I do see those two things are different. East, thanks for the telephone call.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
You exercising your civic duty there. Let me go to a break. Coming back, at Rich Anderson and Duke right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Say you want a revolution? Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are on a Tuesday, election day. Let's go to Rich Anderson, candidate for Criminal Court of Appeals. Hey, Rich, how's it feeling to you out there?
Hey, Dan, it feels like the folks of the River Region need to get out and vote. I echo 100% what East said a few minutes ago. It is a beautiful day out here in the River Region. It's not raining. It's not too hot. There's no reason not to get out to the polls. So I want to encourage everybody to get out there and vote for your local statewide candidate, and that's Rich Anderson.
I like that, because you are local. You are local.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to thank everybody for all their support in the last few months. I want to thank you for having me on yesterday.
Absolutely.
And because I was, I'm not going to take too much of your time. But I want to encourage everybody, get out and vote. You know, the lines are short, and your vote counts much more in this runoff even than it did in the primary.
Well, have you been over to Cloverdale or Huntington recently?
I haven't been over there. I'm about to. I'm at the office right now, kind of wrapping things up here, and I'm going to go out and hit a couple of polling locations, shake a couple hands, just to kind of see what the crowds look like. I know it's light today, though. Everybody has said that.
Yeah, I'm going to be heading to Cloverdale right, or Huntington, I keep going to Cloverdale, Huntington right after the show.
Where is Cloverdale, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, for us old-timers here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Rich, good luck on the election tonight.
Thank you so much.
Rich Anderson,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Rich Anderson, candidate for Criminal Court of Appeals statewide race. Let's go to Duke
hey,
of Earl.
Hey, Joey. I just voted for Rich Anderson.
Oh, good.
I went to an Eastmont Baptist church, and the machine that I was on was 460.
Wow. That was just one machine. That wasn't both of them? No, they normally have three machines there.
It was just one machine.
Were there three going?
I believe there were two, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a pretty healthy number.
I wanted to ask you something. Brennan, was Brennan appointed by Obama?
He was.
Or was he there when Obama took office?
No, Brennan was in the military intelligence, if I remember correctly, and he swung him over from there and appointed him.
Okay. Can I get in on the Sweet Creek?
You know you can, Duke.
Hello?
You know you can. Give me month and day of birth.
Was he there when Obama...
Duke? Duke, can you hear me? Did you mute yourself, Duke? Duke?
I think he did, and we have this long delay.
Duke?
I'll put him down. Duke, give us a call back.
Thanks, Duke. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Sharon right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400. 5400.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell discussing President Trump's comments that the European Union is our foe and doubting U.S. intelligence assessments of Russian election meddling. McConnell saying the EU is our friend and Russia has shown it's not.
The annexation of Crimea, the invasion of eastern Ukraine, not to mention the indisputable evidence that they tried to impact the 2016 election.
The president coming under fire from both Republicans and Democrats. A registered sex offender wanted in connection with three weekend murders in Texas captured in Houston this morning.
There is a pistol inside the vehicle. Obviously, the vehicle will be processed, and there's still a lot of loose ends that need to be tightened up.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez describing Jose Rodriguez as a possible serial killer. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a forecast you've heard before. Partial sunshine today. Another hot one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Heat index will be near 100 with scattered showers and thunderstorms most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Fading out tonight, low 75. For tomorrow, with a high temperature in the low 90s again, a generous supply of showers and storms as a front moves through the state. But then by Thursday and Friday, not as many storms. The storms thin out. Spotty afternoon and evening storms. High temperatures by then in the middle 90s. Our weather app is a great companion on the road because it knows where you are. Take it on vacation. It will give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
When I passed you.
Let's go to the phones and go to Sharon. Sharon, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, how are you today?
Sharon, I am fine, and you?
I'm great. I call with a boating update, but I'm going to sound like I'm from Mars because mine's the exact opposite of every single thing I've heard all day.
Really?
I went this morning at 9 o'clock. I vote at the Lagoon Park Fire Station.
Mm-hmm, no, I will.
And when I got there at 9 o'clock, the machine that I used already had 133 people on it, and I had to circle the place three times to find a place to park. Then I had to wait another 2 or 3 minutes for cars trying to get a parking place to get out so I could leave the space.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, I've never, ever, ever been that crowded.
Does there, a couple of questions, were there two machines there or three?
I think there were three. I almost want to say there were four, but I definitely noticed three.
That's a pretty big box, but I would think it would be three.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What do you owe that to?
I have no idea, other than perhaps all the people that are like-minded like me live over here.
No, I will say one thing. I will say one thing. That part of town is because of your communities that where people feed there from. They are much more civic-minded, let's say.
Yeah, they're definitely all about their neighborhoods and their communities, definitely. So that's my only explanation. But my experience with the voting place today has been polar opposite. That's everything I've heard.
Sharon, I really appreciate you calling, and I appreciate that you have such a nice turnout.
Yeah, me too. I hope it goes my way.
Is there anybody in particular that you're really hoping for?
Yes, I'm hoping that Martha Roby's going to go away.
Ah.
I have never voted for her. I never will.
Sharon, thanks for the telephone call. I really appreciate it. I want you to have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Ta-ta. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Wishing that the thermometer would get on up just a notch or two so we could enjoy summer. We enjoyed boating at Fraser at, must have been going on 10. And, of course, it was, not only was it slow, we were able to visit with all the pole workers that we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some very efficient and very polite ladies work and gentlemen working there. But before I tell you how I feel about the elections, I want to tell you how I feel about our president and the press conference that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find a place to, well, I might have found one or two remarks where I might give him a slight demerit. I would overall grade him a B+ to A-. Overall, I thought it was excellent. He disparaged our intelligence agencies a bit. Have you been watching TV and reading the newspaper and listening to news reports for the last month or 6 weeks concerning Ray and this, the assistant or deputy AG and Sproke, the sneering genius that he is? Golly, who could blame him? As a late friend of mine used to always introduce his remarks, especially when he didn't mean it, it was, forgive me, but have you people forgotten this is President Trump and what he has had to put up with for a year and a half? So I give him high marks. I truly don't think he has anything to correct, retract, or back down on. Everybody that's mouthing off, most of them have a few things they could back down on. But I personally enjoyed, I think he probably had a very good sit down with, number one, I'm sure he enjoyed the tea with the Queen. I'm sure he enjoyed hearing that that NATO's going to try to get their butts up to a little over 2%. Of their GDP for their own defense and everybody else's defense. And I would submit to you that he enjoyed his sit down with President Putin. We'll see what comes of it. But concerning the election, to all your listeners and all our friends, if you haven't voted, no matter who you're supporting, if you haven't voted, take advantage of a low turnout. That vote of yours will count a lot more in a low turnout than it does in a huge turnout. So go ahead and take advantage of it.
Did you hear Trump's response on what he said and that he corrected himself?
No.
We've
been busy with other things, other than some grave matters I won't mention, but we were able to vote. But tell me, Dan.
He, what he said in the speech was that I don't see any reason why it would be Russia. What he said is what I meant to say is why it wouldn't have been Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of would, it should have been would not or wouldn't.
Yeah, Yeah, and facts are troublesome things, and maybe the Phoebes got one right. Who knows? Those 12 or 13 people are still Russian citizens, and I think the chances are slim and none for getting them extradited. Yeah. Slim just left the country.
Yeah, exactly right. It's not even it's in the Constitution of Russia that you cannot do that. So,
yeah. Well, for everybody that needs to go vote, go ahead and do it, because as some famous radio host says, it's coming due probably before bedtime tonight, and that is, at least for the primaries, the fullness of time.
There we go. I've heard that somewhere before, Ken. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks. Let me go to the phones to go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Mike?
Mike, are you there?
Mike?
Not hearing anything.
I'm not hearing anything either. Let me see clips here, if we could. I think we've got... did you bring the Brennan ones over?
I did.
Okay, let's pull the bad boys up. Okay, now, this is Brennan who made the statement that it was treasonous of what Trump said. But Brennan is, and particularly with the correction that Trump has made, all these people out of control, just, you know, give the guy a break now. Give the guy a break. Let's listen in.
Very strong words. You said this was treasonous. And when I look at the press conference and I see what happened with President Trump, I go back to a child of the 80s, you know, when President Reagan stood up to Mikhail Gorbachev and stood up to Russia. And here was an opportunity where the president was given that chance and didn't take up America's side. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. He was given the chance on the world stage to state very clearly that Russia interfered in our election and to say that it's intolerable and this shall not happen again. But he didn't. He sided with Mr. Putin.
But he also blamed the U.S.
He did. And I'm glad that the press was asking him questions about what do you hold, you know, Russia accountable for. And right away he pivoted back to Hillary Clinton, the election. And so he continued to castigate and criticize American citizens, American institutions, and the U.S. intelligence community. I mean, that is outrageous.
What does that do for Vladimir Putin? Because I saw his interview with Chris Wallace of Fox News afterward. He looked like a guy who had just had a very satisfying lunch. I mean, he was smiling, he was relaxed, he was jovial. The foreign minister of Russia says it was better than super, this meeting. What does that do for Russia?
Well, I think it just emboldens Putin to do what he has done for some time, try to influence the politics and developments in other countries. We've only seen the press conference. We didn't see Mr. Trump's performance in the meeting with the Russians, nor in the one-on-one for 2 hours. What did Mr. Trump talk to President Putin about? I have no idea. I'm certainly concerned about what might have been discussed there, shared. Did he discuss about U.S. intelligence capabilities? Did he further denigrate the FBI and the CIA and others? So when I use the term, this is nothing short of treasonous, I equate it to the betrayal of one's nation, basically aiding and abetting, giving comfort to an enemy. Mr. Trump had the opportunity to say clearly to the American people and to countries around the world and to Mr. Putin, do not do this again or there will be consequences, and he failed to meet even the minimum standards of that.
And again, because what he's saying is the reason, and reading the transcript, it makes sense. I'm going to go back and look at the video and see what the body language was at that particular moment and where the question came in afterwards about the wanting to see the server, because it stops before it gets to that part of it. But it makes sense to me. But this is that over-the-top kind of, you know what, El Toro caca. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Dan?
Mike, I'm very good. I'm glad you called us back.
Oh, that's okay. I voted at Taylor Road at 7 this morning. There was one machine there at Taylor Road Baptist. And there was probably 15, 20 people there when it opened, so... I don't know if it got, I'm sure it got a lot heavier. I'm surprised to see only one machine at that polling site.
There was only one machine there?
Yep.
Okay. Give me the location again.
Taylor Road Baptist Church.
Okay.
That's only what I noticed. I mean, I was there was only one there. What I called about, I wish this was an election for the tax appraisers. Have y'all discussed what's going on in Montgomery County with the new handbook, the new tax evaluation handbook that they're using? I feel like we've reverted back to Boston, where you have taxation without representation. I mean, what they're doing is crazy in Montgomery.
Really? Well, tell me about it. I know that there's some areas over in Cottage Hill that have just skyrocketed.
Yeah, well, I'm a retired teacher. I've got some rental property. And, for instance, they jumped one piece of mine on Calhoun evaluation from 128 to 160. And, you know, Morning View's still a good area as far as, you know, it's kind of got some older folks in it, but to jump at, you know, 40, you know, close to 40,000 in 1 year, that's crazy. And had some in Capitol Heights that jumped about that much. And when I called and asked them about it, they said, here's what bothered me, Dan. They said, we'll be glad to let you bring all of your income in and your rental rolls and things like that. And look at see what kind of income is producing. And the problem I have with that is, you know, in other words, if I'm a bad landlord and I'm not making much on my rental property, then I won't be paying as much tax. If I'm a good landlord running tight and it's making, you know, a good income, it doesn't matter what the properties around that area are selling for, I'm going to get hit with a higher tax rate.
Well, what they're using, Mike, is what's called a gross multiplier. So they're taking the income that you're doing and they're using some type of gross multiplier. I'd ask them what their gross multiplier is.
Yeah. Well, they just told me they had a new handbook, evaluation handbook, and they were following it. And, you know, ultimately, the tenants are going to wind up paying, you know, if they go up $2,000, $3,000 on someone's taxes, you know, the people that are leasing the property are going to feel the effects of that. And especially in an area where it has a property like Capitol Heights, the valuation's really gone down, they're not considering that. They're taking the higher of the two. And
you mean they're taking the higher of two of the actual what things are selling for versus the gross multiplier?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be curious to find out what the gross multiplier is because, you know, if they tell you it's 10, then that's going to, you know, you should be able to calculate whether it's in your benefit or not.
Right. Okay. Hey, thanks for your time, and you have a great day.
You too, Mike. Thanks for the telephone call. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance. I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance.
The Dan Morris Show.
It's got me in its spotlight.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Okay, boys and girls, you want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Before we go back into Brennan, let me remind you about Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, not when you have Jack Ingram's signature used cars on your side, particularly when you have the quality of Tip Tames and David Ingram helping you out there. They're great folks there at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. So many people in this audience and friends of mine and family members of mine have been taken such good care of by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Be one of those folks. Drive a used car that you can be very, very proud of because it's got the Jack Ingram signature right there on it. Let me go to Brennan again. Part two, talking about Putin.
What about him saying, I talked to Putin, I've heard what our intelligence agents say, but I talked to Putin and his denials were really strong.
Yes, and I've said publicly, the Russians feign sincerity better than any other peoples I know. And Putin is a very trained intelligence officer. His KGB past, I think, is coming forward. And so I'm sure he gave a very persuasive articulation of why Russia didn't do it. And, you know, Mr. Trump says at the press conference, I don't know why they would do it. Well, come on. Are you not reading your intelligence papers, the president's daily brief? You're not listening to Dan Coats, and thankfully the director of national intelligence stood up and stood behind the women and men of the intelligence community.
Isn't it though that the president feels that to acknowledge Russia's involvement and attempts to meddle in the election is tantamount to saying I wasn't elected legitimately? Don't you think that's what's motivating all of this?
He's conflating a lot of things. I think he's conflating the charges of collusion. Well, unfortunately, I think we see very overt and public collusion between Mr. Trump and President Putin of Russia. And I think he's very concerned that if he gives any credence to the intelligence community assessment, it undermines his legitimacy. And I think his paranoia, his narcissism just comes out. And that's why he lashes out and he continues to focus on his election and how he won.
Let's go to the phones. Go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I'm a little confused by, some of the media coverage, because could you imagine if he had gotten up there and just damned Putin in front of the whole entire world, then he would have been accused of starting World War III.
Exactly right. Let me tell you something. Trump can never do something right. Everything Trump does is wrong. They're always going to find a problem with it.
I purposely stayed away from television for a while last night until I was laying in bed going to sleep. And I like flipping through the non-media channels like, you know, CNN and MSNBC while I'm flipping. And I'm listening to it going, well, did you really expect him to get up there and just chastise him in front of the whole world? What would that do for foreign relations? And then you'd accuse him of, you know, all this other stuff. So it's like, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and look at the tape of this whole thing and watch it and look at it with the what Trump is saying. Look at it. Does it make sense? From reading the transcript, it does. But I want to see where the second part of the thing about, I want to see the server.
Yeah, I just, you know, if you want to make peace with your enemies, you don't start by yelling and screaming at them. You know, it's just, yeah. That just makes sense to me.
No, I'm totally with you, and I feel that, and again, I'm anxious to kind of look at this and see what the video looks like.
You know, I'd rather have semi-good relations at this point moving forward than I would try to stir up trouble and make things worse, you know?
Yeah, well, I think and we don't know what happened in the meeting, but he, I think he said, you know, I boldly told him about this, but we'll see what happens. Ken, thanks for the telephone call.
Yep.
Have you guys seen this video in Las Vegas of the cop shooting through the front window?
Yes.
The windshield at a car?
I watched it this morning, yeah.
And they are going at it. They're in a pursuit, and he's shooting a Glock outside the window on the passenger, on the driver's side, and doing exchange gunfire. So the car pulls over, the guy jumps out, then another guy tries to get in and move the car, and he unloads on him. Had 45, if I read it right, 45 rounds shot at him, the police officer. That's one brave dude there. One brave dude. Do I have time to fit in this last Brennan clip?
I believe so.
Okay, let's get a Brennan clip in, and then we'll remind you about Don Duncan and others. Let's listen in.
I mentioned you worked in intelligence for under six presidents. What did you think when you saw President Putin's denial of whether he had any compromising information on President Trump?
It's what I've heard from Russian officials, Russian intelligence over the years, which is they deny, and that's fine. He's going to do that. He's not going to acknowledge publicly what they did, but that doesn't mean that Mr. Trump shouldn't hold him to account and say, yes, you did. We need to move on. We need to have better relations between Moscow and Washington, and I very much hope that we're going to get there, but we cannot give Putin a pass, whether it be on interference in our election, on Crimea, and other things, and that's what Mr. Trump is doing, and that's why the outrage on both sides of the aisles is so vehement now, and I'm hoping that Mr. Trump is going to understand exactly the seriousness and gravity of this.
Do you think there should be resignations? People who work for the president right now?
I think so. Or people who are going to decide to leave the Republican Party. He is the titular head of the Republican Party. And if this is what the Republican Party is, it's not the party of Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush and others throughout the years, who really, I think, tried to do everything possible to keep this country strong and safe. When I was listening to Mr. Trump's press conference, the words of Ronald Reagan, "Bring down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev," were ringing in my ears. And I'm sure Ronald Reagan, listening to what Mr. Trump was saying, could not believe it and is rolling over right now, unfortunately, in his grave.
Get your little pious self off the stage there. Hey, guess who got a car from Jack Ingram's 72-year car?
Who?
84.
Nice.
84 is a Tip Thames guy. Reminder, Don Duncan, All American Tire, Madison Avenue, two locations. All American Mike is at the second location. And then Don Duncan's son is on the Bell Road location. They're doing some work for me for my car, finding me some parts and saving me money. That's what I like. Joey, I want to thank you very much for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing it until I get it right. Mayor Todd Strange is in the house at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Adios. Greg Budell the Great. He's next.